This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. With the Senate and House poised to negotiate a 2018 farm bill, many ag groups are hopeful to have certainty in the coming month. Michelle Hennings, executive director of the Washington Association of Wheat Growers, says they want lawmakers to work out a bipartisan farm bill that can be approved by both parties before the current farm bill expires in late September.
So it's a vital risk management tool for our wheat farmers. And we always have those that are targeting crop insurance. And so we get over there as many times as we can to educate the agricultural committees and our Congress.
Hennings says it's crucial that the new farm bill contains crop insurance for growers. She says 90% of Washington wheat is currently covered by crop insurance.
It could be stalled so easily. So we just want to keep that momentum moving so that we can get the farm bill passed and get farmers some certainty during these times of low prices and questionable trade.
Henning says the farm bill is also important for trade efforts via programs like MAP and FMD. In national news today, American farmers are carrying the burden of trade tariffs put in place by President Donald Trump, and they were in Washington this week to discuss it during a congressional hearing. Farmers shared concerns that included shrinking export markets, rising costs, and bankers who would be more reluctant to loan money for operating costs. Scott Vanderwall, American Farm Bureau Vice President, says he is hearing from farmers that they still trust that the president knows what he's doing. We understand that other countries like China have not played fairly, and we respect his desire to remedy those situations, Vanderwall says. But he adds that other countries know what they're doing when they hit back by targeting American agricultural exports. Vanderwall points out that soybeans have lost 20% of their value since May. He says if sales have to be made at these price levels, this will show up as a massive shortfall in other financial statements. Farmer income has dropped 52% since 2013, making it more difficult for farmers to repay loans. In turn, that increases the level of uncertainty for the bankers who lend to farmers and ranchers. Agricultural and industrial equipment manufacturer Vermeer Corporation was hit hard on Thursday by a tornado in Pella, Iowa. A Des Moines Register article says several plants on the campus suffered significant damage and the waste management facility was a total loss. The tornado hit at the same time the company had over 400 extra people on site to celebrate its 70th anniversary. Vermeer CEO Jason Andringa says employees and visitors were immediately taken to tornado shelters on site. That quick action kept injuries to a minimum, which included 7 people going to the hospital with minor injuries. There were other injuries that didn't require a hospital visit. Andringa says there is significant structural and property damage across the campus. Plants 4 and 7, as well as our advanced system testing facility, need assessments before we can figure out the damage and the ability to continue operations, he says. Plants 5 and 6 both have significant damage that will likely make it hard to continue operations. Andringa says the company has survived a lot of challenges in 7 decades of doing business and will do it again. The world's 5 biggest meat and dairy producers could soon take the top spot as the world's biggest polluters. A new report from the nonprofit Grain and the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy says meat and dairy could soon produce more greenhouse gases than oil giants Exxon, Shell, and BP. ZeroHedge.com lists those 5 ag companies as JBS, Fonterra, Dairy Farmers of America, Tyson Foods, and Cargill. If they continue to grow at projected rates, they'll produce 81% of the world's global emissions by 2050. The report says meat and dairy production is concentrated in a small number of countries, including the U.S., China, the European Union, Canada, Brazil, Argentina, New Zealand, and Australia. The report says those countries are already responsible for over 60% of global meat and dairy emissions, which is about twice what the rest of the world produces on a per capita basis. The authors looked into efforts to reduce emissions by all of the countries and found only 6 that had set reduction targets that included their whole supply chain. The study's lead author then said vegan diet is the single biggest way to lower your impact on the planet. The Farm Show will return after these messages. This week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tuesday is the 4-H Bottle Calf Show at 9 a.m. and the Dairy Show at 10 a.m. Wednesday is the Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Thursday is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro, held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor show with classes for children between the age of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets and a ribbon for first in each age division will be awarded. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.